This is Dr. Rawlington Ferguson dictating consultation report on patient Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, first name Abrahan, A-B-R-A-H-N, date of birth November 30th, 1962, date of current evaluation August 15, 2024. To whom it may concern, this consultation is given on behalf of Mr. Watkins, who is a patient that I have followed in this office since July 1, 2020 period. The patient at that time had been referred to this office by Dr. Kimberly Hicks period. I had subsequently assumed his care period. The patient underwent a routine evaluation at the Concentra facility on August 6, 2024, period. The examiner, PA Michelle Bridges, identified four findings which prevent the patient from performing his usual work, period. The identified deficiencies included 1, unable to perform acceptable spirometry, 2, blown out knee, inability to squat in clinic, 3, chronic daily Norco use. The patient is now seen in follow-up and we wish to dispute the findings of PA Michelle Bridges, period. The patient has no history of asthma. Correction. With regards to finding 1, unable to perform acceptable spirometry, we would like to state that the patient has no history of COPD or asthma, period. The patient has no history of respiratory illness, period. In this office, patient was able to perform a normal spirometry, period. Patient performed pre and post examination, which appeared normal, period. FEVC, correction, FVC was normal period. The FEV1 slash FVC was also noted to be normal period. Patient was found to have no evidence of asthma, bronchospastic disease, or COPD, period. EFTs were normal, period. Please see attached documentation for spirometry. With regards to finding number two, that the patient was unable to squat in clinic and had a blown off knee. X-rays performed at Sutter Medical Center on August 7, 2024 revealed no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. There is moderate to severe narrowing of the lateral compartment. There is mild narrowing of the medial compartment, period. Patient is felt to have some degree of arthritis, period. However, this is certainly not disabling. Please see attachment number two, period. With regards to the assertion that the patient uses chronic, like daily narco, they found this also to be incorrect, period. The patient has used narco in the distant past, but not on a chronic or daily basis, period. The patient is maintained on Lyrica for chronic pain, period. I have provided the cures data for review. The cures database demonstrates that the claimant receives narcotics twice in the last 4 years, period. The data basically shows a prescription filled by correction. Filled on October 14, 2023 for 20 hydrocodone bitartrate acetaminophen by Dr. Nigel Suarez, DEA BS 4052421 at Walgreens in Fairfield, period. A prescription for a total of 5 milligrams was filled August 3rd, 2023 by Dr. Grace Lang, L-E-N-G. The total number of tablets for these two prescriptions was 30 tablets, period. The patient has had no other identified narcotic prescription in the system, period. In addition to the above cures data, which is reliable and identifies the controlled substance utilization by the claimant, urinalysis was performed, period. The urinalysis data revealed the absence of the toxicologic drug on August 13, 2024, period. In conclusion, comma, we dispute the findings of the PA Michelle Bridges period, Mr. Abram Watkins should be returned to his usual work, period. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.